Good morning, and thank you for joining us at Grace Chapel.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open eyes, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open eyes, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Oh, yes, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open my eyes. Lord, I want to see you. I want.
Praise Lord, we come before you today, Lord, and we ask, as that song said, Open our hearts, Lord. Open our eyes so that we see you in the world around us and that we can hear your word and understand it and be a blessing unto you, Lord, instead of a burden. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This morning, I wasn't sure where I was going to go. And as usual. I started looking around, and all of a sudden I found Psalm 37. And that's where I'd like to go today. Now, if you listen to the news and you watch the world around you, around all of us, and around the entire earth, you see the workings of Satan all around. And it's because Satan is present here. The Lord is present also, but this is Satan's domain. It was where he was cast down to. And you notice when Jesus was being tempted in the desert, and Satan took him up on the high place and showed him all the kingdoms of the earth and said to Jesus, if he would just bow down and worship him, all of those he would give him, that they were there, that they were his to give him. Jesus did not deny that fact. That's an important point. If it had been a lie that they were not his to give, Jesus would have said that. He would have pointed it out to him. So let's go into Psalm 37. Verse 1. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Don't worry about those who do things against others or against you, or even those who do things against the Lord. I used to be one of those people who would put down others who would be walking around with a Bible or reading the Bible or talking about the Bible. I was one of those people, believe me. While I was in the Navy, oh yeah. Oh, there goes one of them Bible thumpers. Yeah. That was me. Praise the Lord, he showed me a different way. Now the next part of this one is interesting. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Okay, we all know that iniquity is pride. But be not envious against the workers of pride. What does that mean? Well, you see somebody doing something and they're doing it out of pride and you go, I don't do that. Or, I can do better. Or, I'm better than them. That's what that's saying. Envious. against the workers of iniquity. Let's go to verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. There's a lot of people that would like to kind of twist that around. There's a lot of churches out there that definitely twist it around. We have one in El Paso. You know, God is on your side. And you talk to those people, and I have. I've talked to some of them. And they got a nice little sticker. It's all colorful on the back window of their car. And, oh, yeah, I do this and I do that. And they tell me this and they tell me that. And, well, I tithe because the Lord will bring it back to me tenfold. Really? It seems to me that the Lord gave you that to begin with. What are the desires of your heart? Are they material? In other words, the desire of your heart is a $10 million mansion, chauffeur-driven Mercedes-Benz, Olympic-sized swimming pool in the backyard, and a, 150-foot yacht tied up down at the fanciest yacht club. Those are desires of the world. There are things that this world has that I wouldn't mind being a partaker of, or have a little bit of this or a little bit of that, but what is the true desire of my heart? The true desire of my heart is that I can serve Jesus Christ. The desire of my heart is to dwell with Jesus Christ in heaven. The desire of my heart is to do the will of the Lord, to do the work which he has put before me, to be a partaker in the opportunity that Jesus Christ has presented. Everyone needs to look into their own hearts. You need to look and see what is your desire. Is your desire one that would lead you into sin? I know for myself, if I had a huge sum of money, that the chances of me staying with and walking with the Lord would be extremely strained. Because it's extremely hard It would be extremely hard for me to sit there and have all kinds of money and not fall into the trap of the world, wanting and buying and getting all the things of the world and losing what the true desire of my heart is. I love the Lord. I trust the Lord, and I believe the Lord. If the desire of your heart is for worldly things, and not for Jesus Christ. And you say you are truly His. Then you need to look deeply within yourself and adjust your desires. And I pray that the Lord never gives you something or never allows you to have a thing that would lead you away from Him. Verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. And He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. He shall bring forth thy righteousness. If you're with Jesus Christ, the righteousness that you carry, when you are looked at by God, is the righteousness of Jesus Christ. The light. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Goes right back to what we were talking about just a few verses back. What does it mean to you to rest in the Lord? To me, it means to believe in Him, to rely on Him for all that you have. It tells us in His Word that He is our provider. Do you believe that? Do you walk with the understanding that whatever you have, you've received from the Lord, or He's allowed you to receive it from others? We know He's not the guy up there with the magnifying glass pointing the sun at us trying to burn us up. I pray that you know that He loves you. And do not let what others do tear you down and rip you away from the Lord. It can be hard. It can be extremely difficult. You can see those that are walking in the Lord and walking with the Lord sometimes do things that are not what you might consider to be of the Lord. And sometimes beings, we are flesh and blood and a sinful flesh. There are times when we do things that we shouldn't do. I know there are times when I do things that I shouldn't do. And although people around me may not see it, But there are times, many times during the day, when I sit there and I ask the Lord to forgive me. There are times when I'm unsure of certain things I'm doing, and I'll turn around and say, Lord, if I mess that up, please turn it around and make it for your good. Because there are times when I hear the Lord, and then I go out and try to do it on my own, and I could mess it up. We all have things that we try to do on our own, and left to our own devices, we can certainly make a mess of things. I know I can. But I know if I rely on Jesus Christ and I ask Him every morning to strengthen me, to bring to me ways that He can use me. And then even after I've done what I thought was the right thing, I pray and ask Him to, even if I messed it up, to do it for, to change it, to work it for His own good. A lot of people will try to justify that they won't listen to a certain pastor because he smokes cigarettes or because he had a beer last night. What they're looking for is not Jesus Christ in the spirit. They're looking for Jesus Christ in the flesh in front of them. And they are not going to find Him. There is not a pastor, preacher, minister, whatever title you want to put on them. There isn't an apostle. There isn't a prophet. There isn't an evangelist. And there isn't a teacher in the Lord that is not going to, at times, mess up. We are human beings. We are in a sinful flesh. Are we perfect? No way. No how. Never. Will we have shortcomings at times? Yeah. That is going to happen. You cannot put that person on a pedestal and say, well, he's a minister. He shouldn't do that. Because what standard are you looking at? Are you looking at the standard of a human being? Or are you trying to find a standard of God walking in the flesh in front of you? Or do you have you had a pastor in the past that you just thought was the greatest thing in the world, and you kept lifting him higher instead of Jesus Christ? And all of a sudden there's one fall, and the next thing you know, you turn away. Were you looking at him to be perfect? As long as we are in this flesh and on this earth, we are not going to be perfect. The only way to come to perfection is to realize the fact that Jesus Christ died for your sins on the cross. your sins past, your sins present, and your sins future. To trust in Him. To trust in His Word. And to love the Lord with all your heart. Amen. And amen to what Brother Davey put up in the chat. If they did find Him, they would not receive Him. Amen.
Kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Into the darkness and created the light. God is awesome. Judgment and wrath He poured out on Sodom. Mercy and grace He gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Dear Lord, I just pray and ask that You keep us. And I thank You for walking with us, watching over us. And I pray that those who need You, Lord, find You. no matter where they are at. We love you and we thank you, Lord Jesus. And we praise your holy name. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank all of you for joining us today. May the Lord bless you.